The Seattle City Council begins its annual budget review process this week. That means council members pore over the proposal they got from the mayor and they make additions or subtractions to his budget. One thing on the mayor's must-have list, a new Office of Labor Standards. Mayor Ed Murray hopes this office will solve a problem that came up in an audit that was released yesterday. That audit found the city was not properly enforcing its own sick leave policies, and it raised concerns about how the city would enforce its new minimum wage law. The mayor says an Office of Labor Standards would have two big jobs.
One is to educate employers. And, you know, particularly our smaller business, particularly our ethnic small businesses like in Little Saigon or in Chinatown, we need to be sure people have the information so that they know what they're supposed to. Second is we need to actually enforce and take action against those who are not responding to that education. I believe, I don't know this yet, but I believe that the numbers since I've been mayor in 2014 will show better numbers in 2013. But none of these numbers will improve until we actually have a way to enforce the law. And actually, Seattle has never really had a labor standards office. So this is the plan. The council indicated they want to move forward on this, and we sent a plan down to them.
I'm talking with Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, and the office, the labor standards office, is just one item that you've included in a budget. You presented it, I believe, about a month or so ago to the city council, and now they enter into budget deliberations in earnest. What's the biggest priority, do you think, area-wise in terms of spending for you?
So I think that the biggest priority is actually something that is not based on a single program. But I was surprised, having chaired budgets at the state level for 12 years, three different budget committees, that we do not understand what our base is. When I was the chair of a budgeting committee, I could pull up information that would allow me to drill down. So actually doing two things, getting to performance-based budgeting, where we budget to outcomes, developing an accounting system that is consistent across departments, is going to be a significant way for us to understand how we want to program our money.
We don't have that now in the city?
We don't have an understanding of our base. We talk about adds to or cuts of, but we don't actually understand what is in the base of our budget. I have to tell you, I was surprised. If I understood this last year, I would have used it in the campaign. But we have to bring our budgeting system into the 21st century. And maybe the most important part of that is we need to budget to performance, to outcomes. We need to measure what we're doing. It's one thing to say, we want to do something about homelessness, and so we're going to put money into it. It's another to actually say, these are the outcomes we're looking forward, and be able to identify that we're actually getting what we're paying for.
So if I understand what you're saying, that this system that we've had up till the time that you took office is sort of one that's passed on from administration to administration?
I'd have to say, you know, when I was on council staff a couple decades ago, and when I worked for then council member Martha Cho, I would have said at that point the city was on the cutting edge of a lot of things, including budgeting. Over time, we've lost that edge. Very simple things like having a single accounting system across every single department. This is standard practice. We in the city need to get on top of this.
How big is the city of Seattle's budget?
So, again, it depends on how you count.
If you
count federal money, if you count, you know, we're talking roughly around, let's say, in the $30 million to a billion, again, depending upon how you count different sources of the budget. Because there's general fund budget, there's City Light, and Seattle Public Utilities tend to be offline and are their own generating and are dedicated for funds that we can't look at. So it depends on how you look at it. I would also add, you know, you asked me for what my budget priorities
were.
Making sure we get the basics right, going back and reinvesting in basic infrastructure such as the condition of our streets and sidewalks, extremely important. Making sure that we're utilizing our human services money correctly, very important. And let me give you an example. When you deal with the issue of homelessness, only Los Angeles and New York invest more. But we obviously have a crisis. You only have to look under a freeway overpass or up and down a major part of the city to see that something is not working. So we need to take a serious look at the huge, generous amount of money that my predecessors have invested and figure out what's not working.
Boy, you've just opened up a door that I'm not sure I want to walk in at this point, and it has to do with homelessness. We are ending soon the 10-year plan for homelessness, which was a county initiative, but I know the city of Seattle, you can't do a county initiative on homelessness without it, you know, the city's full involvement. And a lot of observers say not much has been achieved in that 10 years. So when we talk about homelessness overall, we're looking at a tent city down the street from where you and I are sitting.
Absolutely.
We were looking at sort of ad hoc encampments in city parks. We're looking at official tent cities. We're looking at roaming problems. So if you were to look at this 10-year plan going forward, another 10 years, what would you do? What would be the first step?
Well, so, I am new to the 10-year plan to end homelessness, and I'm now the chair as we go into the 10th year, co-chair. First of all, to be fair to the folks who worked on this, no one planned for the greatest economic downturn since the Great Recession. And let me give you a sense of how that plays out on the state level. Before the Great Recession, there were 3,000 school-age children who were homeless in this state. That's children surfing from couch to couch with their families, going to school, living in their cars. Today, that number is 27,000 school-age children in the state of Washington who are homeless. So this is not just a city problem. It's a county problem. It's a state problem. Our systems have been overwhelmed by what has happened as a result of the Great Recession. Added to that, Seattle is a city like Boston and San Francisco and New York City that's becoming incredibly expensive, and the affordable housing stock is just not available. I think we have to admit that some things are not working. And I did say in my budget speech that I believe basically our attempt at addressing homelessness for the most part has not worked. I think when we come to the committee to end homelessness, we have to make the same, a very honest admission. And for the city of Seattle, one of our challenges is we are very, very generous. My predecessors have been very, very generous. But again, something's not working. It is a no-win situation if some organizations are simply going to put encampments where they're not legally supposed to be and then try and shame the city into giving more money. When we have 38 other cities in this county, most who are not willing to open up shelters. All the homeless people in the streets of the city of Seattle did not originate in this city. Most of them originated in this county and this region. Just to blow away the myth that somehow people come here from the Midwest to be homeless, that's simply not the case. But without partners from our other suburban cities and our regional partners, we will by ourselves not be able to handle this situation.
That's Seattle Mayor Ed Murray. The Seattle City Council has started the process of looking over his budget. They're supposed to vote on it sometime in the coming month.